boy's child.
How much? I'm asking you to fix a refrigerator, not a 747. What? No, you listen carefully.
Look at this. All the food in this entire refrigerator is frozen solid. What are we supposed to eat?
Oh, I'll try another repairman.
No, no, forget about the repairman. I want Calloway to take care of this himself. I'm tired of fooling around with that man, Mary. He's totally neglecting his responsibility.
Well, honey, he's the landlord. That's his job.
That's not funny. Our lease says we get a working refrigerator with this apartment. That's his job.
Okay. So we'll try talking to him again.
Oh, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him in court.
Lester, you're not using your head.
I'm not using my head because there's not much food getting to my brain.
Oh, you know what I mean. I mean, it's not practical.
Okay, if I can't take him to court, I'll take it out on his hide.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Just like a man. If you can't reason with him, kill him.
And that's just like a woman, always putting a man down instead of listening to his point.
You call that a point?
What are you doing?
Chopping myself a glass of milk.
Your daughter is chopping herself a glass of milk, man.
Don't change the subject. I say we talk to Calloway again.
Talking doesn't do any good if he doesn't listen.
Well, maybe you're not asking him right.
Well, maybe you can ask him better.
Well, maybe I can.
Don't worry about me. I'll just pick up a donut on the way to school.
Oh, Brenda, that's okay. Wait a minute. I'll fix you both some eggs.
That's all right, Brenda. I'll give you a ride and we'll stop off at the coffee shop.
Fine. I'll wait in the living room until you guys finish fight.
You see, it's all because of that stupid refrigerator. We can't let Calloway get away with this.
Well, honey, why don't you let me talk to him again?
It won't do any good.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. Oh. All right. You get one more chance and that's it.
Okay, I'll go to his apartment and I won't leave until we get a new refrigerator.
All right. And if that doesn't work, you hit him over the head with these eggs.
And that ain't the half of it. Girl, I couldn't believe it. Calloway fell asleep while I was talking to him.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Ooh.
Snoring like a pig. Mouth wide open. I should have shoved an apple in it.
Oh, girl, what are you going to do now?
Oh, I don't know. One thing is for certain, I got to find another way to get a refrigerator.
You could go on one of them game shows and win one.
Well, I'm ready. Lester and I played Family Feud all morning.
Maybe you ought to go on divorce court.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello, Sandra. Off to work?
Yes. Well, you know what they say. Those who can do and those who can't sit.
And what do you do?
I get out in the world. I'm a part of the workforce of America. I'm a communications liaison.
A communications liaison.
Well, what is a communications liaison?
A receptionist.
Well, I better go to work. Oh, darn, I left my lunch.
I never saw you take your lunch to work.
I never do. But Mr. Calloway took me out to dinner last night, and I had this wonderful leftover lobster.
She makes me sick.
Well, you can bet if she needed a new refrigerator, she'd get one in a hurry.
Ooh, that's it. You could ask Sandra to talk to Mr. Calloway. Girl, she could get you that new refrigerator.
Are you crazy? I'd rather eat a bug.
Oh, come on, Mary. Talk nice to her. Who knows? You two may even become friends.
Rose, any woman with an 800 number has enough friends already.
All right. Okay. You want to keep arguing with Lester? Fine. You want your whole family to be miserable? Fine. Do you want that bug barbecue to fry?
Glad I remember this. It's lobster. Thermidor. Calloway always goes first class.
Except when it comes to this building.
I have no complaints.
I guess you don't.
I really better go. Bye, ladies.
Sandra, Mary has something she wants to ask you.
Oh, what is it, Mary?
It's nothing important.
Mary, you want to ask me something or not? I'm late.
Well, Sandra, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but...
Ear to ear, nose to nose, belly to belly.
But... I was wondering if you could talk to Mr. Calloway.
About what?
Well, see, our refrigerator died. And according to our lease, Mr. Calloway is supposed to give us a new one. So I was wondering if you could... help me out.
Let me get this straight. You want me to do a favor for you?
That's the idea.
Let me really get this straight. You, who doesn't seem to have much use for me, now wants me to help you get a new refrigerator? This really means a lot to you, huh?
Yes, it does, Sandra.
Well, no.
And we don't have any leaks.
Oh, you mean I'm the only one with this special feature? Well, don't tell Calloway. He'll probably raise the rent.
You haven't talked to him yet?
And bother him with my little problem when Sandra's apartment probably hasn't been painted in weeks?
Maybe that's Calloway now.
Oh, I hope so.
No. Hi, Rose. Oh. Mary, earlier today we discussed what favor I might do for you. What we neglected to discuss is what favor you might do for me in exchange.
Are you saying you can get Mary's refrigerator?
It's possible, if she'll do something for me.
No. Mary, come on, at least listen to what she has to say.
Thank you, Rose. Well, as it happens, I left the water running in my bathtub this morning, and now my apartment is a trifle moist.
So that's where this leak came from.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Wait. A corrector team of the city's finest plumbers is correcting the problem as we speak.
Calloway's got plumbers for you already?
Mm-hmm. I can get plumbers. And I can get refrigerators.
Mary, your problems are solved.
We haven't heard what the woman wants, Rose.
Well, there are several large men squeezing my sofas out right now. It may prove difficult for me to throw this little party I'd planned for this evening, so... I was wondering if I could use your place to entertain a few friends here tonight.
In my apartment?
What time?
About 7-ish.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me really get this straight. You, who doesn't seem to have much use for me, now wants me to let you have a party in my apartment? Well, no.
Well, fine. Mrs. O'Brien needs some new wallpaper, and Mr. Calloway's been slow to respond. Maybe I can help her.
Wait a minute, Sandra. Wait a minute. Now, Mary, that doesn't seem too much to ask. Just one night at a fruit bed. Come on, now. You're going to get a new refrigerator, wouldn't she, Sandra?
I'd practically guarantee it, but if Mary isn't interested, I won't twist her arm.
Wait a minute, Sandra. Mary, isn't there anything you want to say?
I don't know.
What's she say?
It's a deal.
Oh, fine. Are you about 7-ish?
7-ish it
is. This is marvelous to be wonderful. Thank you both.
Okay.
Bye, Mary.
Fine. There. Wasn't that easy?
Yes. My lips didn't even move.
Come on, Mary. It's not that terrible. It's not as though you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your family. Think about Brenda and Lester.
Oh, Lord. Lester.
Oh, come on. When Lester finds out this means a new refrigerator, just think how happy he's going to be.
I am thinking. Calvin, is that you behind there?
Yes, ma'am. May I come in?
That depends. What's in the box?
Just a few things that Sandra, Miss Clark, asked me to bring down for a party tonight.
She didn't tell me about any things.
Could I please come in? These feathers are tickling my nose and I got a scratch real bad.
Come on. Now scratch and then take that box right back to Miss Clark.
Afternoon, Mary.
Sandra, it is only 4 o'clock. What is this? And what do you think you're doing?
Oh, don't mind me, Mary. I just need to make a few cosmetic alterations to your decor for my little soiree.
Now,
Mary, all my get-togethers have a theme.
Yes, I know. Bachelor party.
Honey, how about using those great big muscles of yours and putting those things over there?
Yes, Miss Clark.
Now, if you go upstairs and get the rest.
Yes, Miss Clark.
Stop. The rest.
Mary, your apartment is fine for a gathering of simple working people, but this is a business party. There'll be a lot of people here who can help me in my career, including my boss, a very important woman in this town. Go, Calvin.
Yes, Miss
Stop, Calvin. I said you could have a party here, and that's it. Now you take the place as it is, and not a second before 7-ish.
Mary, did I mention I saw Calloway just a while ago?
So?
He ordered your new refrigerator. Here's the brochure.
Oh, my.
Go, Calvin.
Yes, Miss Clark.
It's beautiful. And so many extras.
Yes, it does everything but go to the supermarket for you. And notice the happy family enjoying it. The happy wife. The happy husband. The happy child. Ever see a family so happy?
Wow, Mama's beautiful.
Go to your room.
But, Mom, that's not...
You heard me.
Mom, can we do our place like this?
Go with Brenda.
That's not fair. I don't even know what I did.
Maybe it's better that way.
I tell you, Rose, I don't think I'm going to make it through the night.
Oh, yes, you will. Just think refrigerator, refrigerator.
I am, but I keep hearing Lester, Lester.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hi, honey.
I'm sorry about this morning. I don't want to fight anymore. What the hell is all this?
Honey, we're getting a new refrigerator.
That's right.
See, here's a brochure. Avocado green, butter dish. Oh, honey, look at those cute little ice cubes with the holes in them.
How did we get this refrigerator, and why does our apartment look like a swap meet?
I was getting to that. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mrs. Jenkins.
Where was I?
I don't know where you were, but I'm standing in our apartment, which doesn't look like our apartment, and my wife is in front of me holding a bunch of balloons.
Well, I have to hold them, honey, or they'll float to the ceiling.
Will you tell me what's going on around here?
I was getting to that, Rose.
She was getting to that.
Well, get to it.
Rose. See, honey, I sort of made a deal with Sandra.
A very good deal.
I'll be the judge of that, Rose, if you don't mind. What kind of deal?
Well, see, Sandra's talking to Calloway to get a new refrigerator for us. So I said that she could have a party here tonight.
What?
She's going to let her have a party here tonight.
What?
There is no need to yell.
There's no need to let Sandra have a party here tonight, and we are not having it.
Oh, yes, we are. This is going to bring peace and harmony to our family.
If anybody's going to bring peace and harmony to our family, I'm going to do it. I told you I'd get the refrigerator, and I'd drag in Calloway into court.
Lester, can't you see this is so much easier?
Mary, a man's home is his castle.
Your castle needs a refrigerator.
Can I say something?
No!
It's all your fault in the first place.
Well, I was only trying to help. Try to be a friend. Here, you take the balloon. I'm getting out of here. I'll come back when there's a bridge over these troubled waters.
You can't have a party here tonight anyway. The Redskins are playing the Raiders. It's a game of the century.
Oh, get
Can't you wait till the next game of the century, which is probably next weekend?
Mary, I was looking forward to this. I invited some of the guys over. It's going to be a big TV night.
Honey, trust me. You can see the game in one of the bedrooms. And I will personally take care of you and your friends. I'll bring you pizza, Chinese food, anything you want.
Mary.
Honey, Sandra's party isn't going to interfere with us. It's only a few people. We won't even know they're here. Steve, Lorraine, darling, good right on in. Oh, I'm so glad you could make it. Drinks over there, munchies over there, and I'm right here. Oh, Ms. Baker, I'm so pleased you could make it to my little get-together.
Sandy, would I miss a party given by one of my most favorite employees? By the way, did you type up those letters I asked you for?
They're on your desk.
I'm sorry, fellas. Mary, this is ridiculous. I'm being squeezed out of my own house.
Oh, everything's fine, honey, fine. How about some more pizza? Mary, be a dear and bring out some more napkins.
I thought this was supposed to be her party.
It's all right, honey. Enjoy the game.
On this set, it looks more like Ghostbusters than a football game.
Hey, Lester, somebody scored. I think.
Lester, I'm putting all those people out of here.
No, honey. It's all right. I'm just doing this for us. Now, everybody's having a good time.
Does this face look like it's having a good time?
Lester, you're so funny. I'll be right back with dessert.
Mom, Calvin and I can't get anything done in the bedroom.
What?
You said we could study.
I did.
Yeah, it's too noisy in there for algebra.
Yeah, can we go downstairs to Calvin's?
No!
Let's go to Tiffany's. It's too crazy in here.
Yeah.
I never said you could have this many people.
Mary, did I mention your refrigerator's being delivered at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning? We wouldn't want anything to delay that delivery, would we?
Mary, can I see you for a minute? Mary, we just lost the picture on the TV. Now all we got is the sound. Do you have a solution to this little problem?
Oh, Lester, you know that TV. It's... Excuse me. There. Be back in just a moment. Are you gentlemen ready for your pie?
They didn't come here for pie. They came here for foot.
Receiver off the downfield. Touchdown! What a play! You had to see it to believe it.
You hear that, man? You had to see it to believe it. But did we see anything? No, we didn't see anything.
What a party! What a responsibility! Ooh. Mary, you have no idea what it's like to be well-loved and popular.
Some of us don't need frivolous parties. Some of us are secure enough to find love in quiet evenings with our family.
Shh!
What do you think you're doing?
I need another serving platter.
Just a minute, girl. You crossing the line.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Mary. Provided there are no snafus.
That's my good china.
Self-defrosting.
Which you're more than welcome to use.
Mary, could you? Thank you. I just couldn't stoop that low.
Come on, guys. Let's go down to the Blue Rooster. This is crazy.
No, Lester, wait. Don't go.
Maybe you can put up with all this, but I can't. Come on, guys, let's go.
Hors d'oeuvres? Pie?
Excuse me.
Lester?
Oh, you have so much to choose from.
And you have a mother and father who care for you deeply, and you're breaking their hearts.
Mary, sorry I bring you some of my world-famous hors d'oeuvres, but I see this doesn't look like the deviled egg crowd.
I hope you're satisfied. You see what you've done? Brenda's gone, Lester's gone, and I'm left here with these aliens from outer space.
I'm sorry, Mary. I never dreamed Sandra would take such advantage.
Sandy, I'm planning on having a party myself in about a month, and I would love to have the name and number of your maid over there.
Did you hear that? I'm being called a maid in my own house.
Well, you don't want her. She's a little too feisty. Oh, but that other one, a sweetheart, perfect for parties.
Sorry, what?
Sandra Clark, I'm nobody's maid.
Oh, of course, my mistake. She's the cook. Oh, please, dear, no more of those dreadful deviled eggs.
I never met anybody so rude, so thoughtless, so...
Well, okay, we'll have the deviled eggs.
If you think for one moment that I'm going to let...
Gross.
Allow me.
Everybody out.
What?
That's right, out. Lester's gone, my child is gone, and now you're gone.
Mary, what about your refrigerator?
I think you know what you can do with it.
Out. Back to your cages.
Miss Bates. I can explain everything, Miss Bates.
And you will, Sandra, first thing tomorrow morning in my office.
Where is everybody?
I already threw them out.
You blew the refrigerator?
Yes.
The avocado green with the cute little ice cube?
Yes.
Sort of like this?
Lester!
I decided the game wasn't all that important, so I went shopping. Now, don't go tell me I shouldn't have done it. You're my wife, and I don't want you crawling for favors from anybody.
Oh, honey, it's beautiful. It looks just like the brochure.
In there, please.
Oh. Honey, I hate to ask you this, but how much did it cost?
Nothing. I'm going to deduct it from next month's rent. Calloway can sue us.
Can you ever forgive me?
Well, I don't know. It's going to take some doing on your part. An awful lot of doing.
Thought you said you didn't want to see me crawl.
Well, I don't want to take all the fun out of our marriage.